Thanks, Linda. Frontier Petroleum Services, or FPS, a Canadian company, is suing the Czech Republic for more than 450 million crowns, which is over 20 million US dollars. The Czech Economic Weekly Euro Magazine reports that the lawsuit has been launched to compensate for an unpaid loan. In 2001, FPS granted a Czech company, Moravan Aeroplanes, a loan of 200 million crowns to buy aircraft maker Let Kunovice, a bankrupt company. In return, FPS was to receive a 49% stake in the revamped company, and the loan was to be paid from subsequent profits. However, both companies concerned went bankrupt by 2004, and so now FPS is seeking compensation directly from the Czech state. The outgoing finance minister Vlastimil Tlustý says that he'll deal with the claim directly rather than leaving the matter for international arbitration.
Ashok Leyland, an Indian company, is the new 90% shareholder of Czech lorry maker Avia. Thursday's edition of the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes reports that Ashok Leyland paid 35 million US dollars, that's nearly 800 million Czech crowns, for Avia, a figure cited from the Indian daily The Hindu. The purchase price has, however, not been confirmed by either Ashok Leyland or the Odeon Group, Avia's former owner. Ashok Leyland has not yet said whether it intends to squeeze out the remaining 10% minority shareholders in Avia.
American car sealings producer GDX Automotive is planning to move its production line from plants in Odry and Příbor in northern Moravia to Ostrava. Company representatives say that GDX will close the Odry plant, laying off 20% of the more than 600 staff. The remaining employees will commute to the plant at the Ostrava-Hrabova Industrial Park. The Příbor plant will lose about 300 staff in the restructuring plan. GDX aims to launch production at the Ostrava plant in January 2007. The move is expected to cut production costs and enable a growth in production. GDX Automotive currently employs 1,000 people in the Czech Republic and a total of 7,000 in 8 different countries.
Czech businessman Zdeněk Bakala, owner of RPG Industries, has sold Metalimex, one of the largest Czech companies, to entrepreneur Petr Otava. The sale price, as reported in Thursday's edition of the Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes, hovered in the 1.5 billion to 2 billion crown range. That's around 89 million US dollars. Metalimex ranks second on the Czech market in the trade of steel, metals, and iron ore, behind the Czech giant Moravia Steel. Petr Otava has refused to comment on his purchase of Metalimex, confirming only that he bought 90% of the company. Metalimex sales reached 31 billion crowns, over 1.3 billion US dollars, in 2005, just behind the Czech retail chain Makro and ahead of mobile operator Eurotel, now Telefonica O2.
And Czech carmaker Škoda Auto, a member of the Volkswagen Group, reports that it'll produce more than 20,000 Škoda Roomsters in 2006. The Roomster model went on the market in mid-2006, and Škoda Auto has set future target sales for the Roomster at more than 50,000 units per year. Škoda Auto expects to produce more than 500,000 cars in this year, a company record. Sales are expected to total roughly 530,000 cars. Škoda Auto has 3 plants, its flagship location in the central Bohemian city of Mladá Boleslav, and employs over 26,000 people.
A report prepared by Czech bank Česká spořitelna says that the sale of 49% of shares in Prague airport operator Letiště Praha and in postal service provider Česká pošta could bring the state more than 23 billion crowns, that's over 1 billion US dollars, in revenue. The sale of a portion of Letiště Praha could yield as much as 17 billion crowns alone. Both Letiště Praha and Česká pošta are currently state-owned companies, and the report states that they are ideal candidates for privatization, both being essential service providers. In order for the state to be able to sell a portion of the companies, they must first undergo a transformation into joint stock companies, a process already underway in the case of Letiště Praha. The sale of state assets over capital markets has been commonplace in Central Europe, with the privatization of both Austrian Post and PKO Bank Polski, and Czech governments have also been exploring similar options.